You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Days Sale, with great deals on socket sets, wrenches, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet socket and bit set, just $24.99, plus double rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. All right, so I was curious. I mentioned something about who's the guy sitting next to Jack Nicholson at the Laker games, and we found out it was Lou Adler. So you did what you like to do, which is looked up Lou Adler.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to find the name.
Yeah,
and then
that's
so
right.
You know, went to the Wikipedia page, and I mean, it just said, you know, hey, you might see him sitting courtside next to Jack all the time. I was like, all right, that's got to be the guy. Saw the picture. Yep, there he is.
That's right.
And then, you know, I was like, well, during the break, I was like, you know, let me just read a little bit about Lou Adler. You know, I mentioned some of the artists that he represented back in the day. I did not know that he is the owner of the Roxy Theater.
Oh, is he really?
With his son, Nick.
Wow.
So they had iconic concert hall, or, well, I don't know what you want to call it.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Roxy. Well,
and he owns that? Wow, that's cool.
He owns that.
Wow.
Which makes a lot of sense. And then it got a little weird. The first thing, I'll go with the first thing. In 1976, Adler and his administrative assistant were kidnapped.
What?
The two men were held for 8 hours and released after $25,000 in ransom money was paid. Three suspects were arrested, and sheriff's deputies later recovered about 15 grand of the money. And two suspects were later convicted.
Okay, hold on.
One was sentenced to life in prison.
Okay, hold on. If you had the money, I have to preface this question. If you had the money and you knew you would survive it, isn't $10,000 a pretty good price to pay to have a kidnapping story?
Quickly.
Right?
Let's add it for inflation.
Right, okay? Let's add it for inflation. So what year was that, did they say?
This is 1976.
Okay, I don't know. I can't do inflation in my math my head, but let's say it's 70 grand.
Well, no, it was 25,000. You know what, bump it up. I'll say 25 million.
25 million.
Okay. 25 million, and you lose 10 million on that, but you're alive, and your assistant is alive.
Right. And you knew that going in.
Totally worth it.
You have a kidnapping story for your life's experience. Like, there is nobody going to kidnap me, because I'm going to be like, you can't get blood from a stone.
Exactly.
Right? Good luck. Good luck, because here's the deal. Any ransom money that I have in some sort of safe, my wife's already spent. So, you know, good luck. If you can get $25,000 from her, you should marry her, okay? You should be married to her if you can get 25 grand from her. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Go ahead. But Lou Adler's got a kidnapping story.
He's got a kidnapping.
For 10 grand.
I mean,
for 10 grand in 1974 money.
It was all of 8 hours.
Right, yeah, but still.
I feel like there's a movie on that.
And even if you didn't know you would come out of it alive, just the 8 hours of, I don't know if we're going to make it. Are we going to make it? Are they going to kill us? Are they going to kill us? And then they don't. And then you just go, yeah, it was traumatic, but dude.
Was there any crying?
I was kidnapped. How cool
was this? Did they say, we're going to hold you ransom for 25 grand? And he goes, I'll write you a check.
Right, exactly.
Just drop us off at this corner. No questions asked.
Remember the movie Casino, where Robert De Niro's character had money, and he had money in a vault, and his wife had the key, and it was shakedown and kidnapping money?
Yes.
Does that really exist, like with rich people?
Maybe.
Do they go, look, I need somebody I can really trust. It may not be my wife. It may be my banker or my agent or somebody really important that I know I can trust. If I get kidnapped, this is where you go to get the ransom money. You go to get it.
You know, and to that testament, how many times has it happened?
Good point.
That we don't hear about. They just paid off the ransom. It's like,
and they don't want it to be known
that
they're paying off kidnappers. Now, in the kidnapping community, the word might get around, but publicly, they don't want to go, by the way, you can kidnap David Geffen, and he'll pay you every time you take him hostage.
I think it's phenomenal that you just came up with the term kidnapping community.
Right, amongst that, there's just, amongst, I mean, those,
is there a Facebook
thieves.
Page for that?
Right,
you know, there's that ad going around that, you know, there's the Kazoo Club Facebook of Michigan State or something like that.
Right. Seriously,
is there a kidnap community Facebook page that we can just cruise to, just to kind of peruse?
Lou Adler has a kidnapping story for $10,000.
Yes.
All right. Cost him 10 grand. And now at parties, he can tell the harrowing tale of being kidnapped for 10 hours, which is never going to happen to me.
If we ever have him on air, you know that's going to be one of the questions.
Of course!
What'd you do in those 8 hours?
Of course!
I don't really care about the first time you met the mamas and the papas. That,
no.
You know, what you heard, you know, or how much smoke did fill the room when you recorded Cheech and Chong.
Right.
We want to know the kidnapping story of 1976.
When did you know you were kidnapped? Was it a casual thing? Was it
I mean, obviously, this is before Uber. So
right.
They come. Was it masked men who came into your office?
Yeah.
Did you get into the wrong car?
I'm sorry, but this is kind of cool. Like seriously, if you're in a room, picture yourself at a party, people. Picture yourself at a party. You're at a cocktail party. Maybe it's your wife's office party and you don't know anybody and you're being introduced like, this is my husband and blah, blah, blah. Then you meet a guy and he's like telling a kidnapping. Aren't you riveted to that? Even if he's telling a lie, you'd be riveted to somebody who was taken against their will and survived it. And now he's got it. By the way, Michael on Twitter, because he comes through every time for us, every time. $10,000 in 1976 at 3% annual inflation would be about 30 grand in today's money. That's even a better steal for the Lou Adler kidnapping story. The fact that in today's money that cost him 30 grand
Hey, your estimation was a little bit better than mine, I guess. Because you said 70,000. If we're doing 3%, maybe it's 75.
You went 25 million.
Yeah. Hey, for $10 million, I'll pay it. No, I'm going to be safe. If I had that kind of cash on me, I'll write you a check. I don't care.
In Ron's world in 1976, you could buy a gigantic estate for 10 grand. Comes complete with Lazy River.
I hope so.
That's awesome. That's what I love about us. I ask a question. Who's the guy sitting next to Jack Nicholson in the seats in Los Angeles? We find out it's Lou Adler. Then we find out he was kidnapped and it cost him $10,000.
Yeah. 30 grand in today's money.
30 grand in today's money. The education does not stop on this show.
Or 10 million in my money.
Or 10 million in Ron's money.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to be kidnapped on the way home now.
I know.
Someone listening going, hey, I would have settled for 30, but he's willing to pay 10.
God, that's 10 million. Great.
God, I'm a gunner.
Badly I want to interview Lou Adler now. Yeah. So bad I want to get him.
I'm just letting you know, I'm not making it into work tomorrow.
Oh, God, that's wonderful. Michael also said from Darren Ravel's Twitter, Spike Lee pays $3,600 for a seat for each of his two courtside seats of the game. That's up to 500 seats. And he did the math. He came up with that Spike Lee pays $295,200 for his season tickets.
Yeah.
So.
Cheaper to kidnap Lou Adler.
Yes, exactly. And get his seats. I'll take $15,000 in your courtside seats with Nicholson. That's all great. That is great. All right. We have got, Bill Bender coming up next from Sporting News. A lot of the draft conversation. Will Washington go and get Tua? And all the other stuff from the NFL Combine next. Damn.